All right, here we are, episode number one. Me and Ahmed Olivia, our first interview at the Killer Bee Studios was with Oren Sorrells from the Soapstone Comedy Club.
Did you say Oren?
No, I said Aaron. I might have said Oren. We'll have to rewind. Let's see if we can rewind.
You said Oren.
Okay,
something.
I did not say his name right. I am terrible at names, Ahmed Olivia. Terrible. Boy.
Well, I mean, you might want to say his real rumored actual name.
Oh, his rumored name. Oh, isn't that
it's
Tom from MySpace?
Easier. Nope, not Tom from, which he might be around here. I don't know. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy named Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yes, I've heard of him. Wears the same clothes as Aaron. In the metaverse.
Yeah, a lot of people think they're the same person. So
yes, they do. But you have to listen to this episode to find out. Is he Mark Zuckerberg? Tune in to find out. We're going to go ahead and get started. But Aaron is actually the owner of Soapstone Comedy Club, one of the most popular worlds in Horizon Worlds. And he's being joined, his dear friend, Jason Earls, which is also a touring comedian. He's actually joined us as well as a guest, and he is the host of the Well Metaverse podcast. So they're going to join us to share their metaverse story so far and how they came together, how this all started. It's actually pretty interesting in Meta Olivia, because just like we shared during the preview, our plans for what we were going to do in here has changed a lot because of what we've been experiencing. So with that, I think we should go ahead and get started.
What's up, dude? I failed. I totally failed on the high five,
you?
Man. So
I'm good.
You guys,
problem.
Thank you.
I'm used to it.
So
I'm
much.
Used to
Let's
it.
Try it again.
Boom. Oh. Well, we're happy to be here. I was going to bring some, for you and Meta Olivia, some guns and roses, but, you know.
Brian, you need some lessons from Jason.
Yeah, man. Lessons. He's got all the jokes, man. I love it.
Yes, he does.
Well, you guys, thank you guys so much for joining us and inviting all your friends, too. We love that everybody's here. And wow. I've been listening to your podcast. I've been watching some of your shows, and we're super excited that you guys are here. So with that, I want to ask a question, and maybe everybody else out here might be wondering the same thing. I want to put this to rest. There's a myth. And unemployed, are you Mark Zuckerberg?
I thought we agreed we weren't going to talk about that.
I mean, your avatar even looks similar to him. So.
Yeah. And they have the same shoes. Look at them.
Yeah.
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. There are a couple billion differences between me and Mark Zuckerberg. But
okay. So if you're not Mark Zuckerberg, then are you Tom from MySpace? Could you be Tom in return?
Yeah. No. I've heard that. I've heard Woody from Toy Story.
That's awesome. Oh, wow. Okay, so he's not, anybody that's watching, he's not Mark Zuckerberg and he's not Tom. So he is unemployed.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. All right, and now that's our show then, right?
Actually,
myth busted.
Actually, he's Ken from Barbie. You know, this is like,
there you go.
There you go.
Stealing all the girls' hearts. Well, you guys, thanks again for joining us. I want to start off by asking you guys, I guess we'll start with Aaron here. How did you guys even get started in the metaverse? Like, what got you guys interested in doing this, and how did you guys connect together?
Man, that's the story, isn't it? Like, that's the story that's being written right now as we speak. But I can jump into that first, Jason. Like, I mean, for me, like, what started it all was, you know, I was working away at a good grown-up job, and then I came to recognize the fact that alcohol had way too strong of a grip on my life. I was going through this cycle where I would abuse alcohol and then I would regret it. And then I would avoid it. And then I would compromise and then I would abuse again. And that cycle just kept on continuing, and I couldn't do anything to break that cycle. So I ended up actually leaving that good job and throwing myself into a good church, a good recovery program, and thought it might take a couple weeks for me to heal my relationships and recover from alcoholism, and then I'd get back to work. But that's not exactly how it played out. A couple weeks of unemployment turned to a couple months, and ultimately it was over a year of every door that I knocked on closing in my face, and wow. like just not being able to find traction. And, you know, a year into it, during that time that should have and could have been a very dark time, my wife and I were walking around downtown Grand Rapids, and we were just laughing together. We were just enjoying each other's company, and we were just laughing. And I thought, you know what? Maybe this is what I need to do. Maybe I need to help other people laugh. So I ended up Wow. looking online, and it was the last day to apply for a spot on this comedy festival that was coming through Grand Rapids. And I applied for it. I got the spot. It was, you know, a Friday night spot at the biggest comedy club in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I did comedy, and that started this adventure of becoming a comedian. And also during that first set, the biggest joke that had the hardest hitting punchline was living in Grand Rapids, which is known as Beer City. The punchline of the joke was, so I'm an unemployed alcoholic living in Beer City. And everybody laughed, and that actually cemented this purpose of helping people laugh while talking about the recovery journey and even sometimes talking about my faith, you know. So that wow. started up. Yeah. And then over the course of the next couple of years, I actually built a brand, built a business, actually two separate businesses in the comedy and public entertainment world. And then I'm not sure if you guys remember, but this coronavirus thing came through.
And yeah, I think we just shot.
Did anybody know what that was talking about?
Yeah. Anybody familiar with the coronavirus? Oh, Don 1023 is not a fan of Corona. two big thumbs down from you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wasn't a fan either, because these two businesses that I was building, the door, they were shuttered. You know, the doors shut. And I had to redefine who I was again. And, you know, fortunately, I've got the best wife on the planet. And like, she has stuck with me through all these challenges and encouraged me. And she actually first had the idea of perhaps getting into the metaverse and started down that journey. I set out with the humble goal of building the biggest comedy club in the metaverse. But we've done so much more than that. You know, Jason and I have met and really looked at the interpersonal relationship dynamic of in here and looking at building culture, building a team and all this stuff. And it's been amazing. Actually, a lot of the people here in the audience are part of the team Soapstone and part of the culture that's developing in here. So
absolutely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that. You guys have definitely built a really good community in your world. I know that I've shared with you that I wish I would have been able to be in there more, but I've been dealing with some sickness and stuff that I've been going to the doctor for, and it's getting better now. So I'm like, this is great. I can get in here and do more. But you guys have really built a good, strong community. And what I love about it, even listening to the podcast, well, Metaverse, like, you know, we work with people in the Christian radio industry and broadcasters and stuff. And a lot of people are afraid of the metaverse. And then they're like, well, we can't really do anything to talk about our faith there. I'm like, yeah, you can. It's just your approach. Just be human, you know, yeah, really just connect with people. It's about connecting with people and just building those relationships. So, and you guys do it in such a natural way. And we've told a lot of broadcasters about your shows and say, you guys need to check out Soapstone Comedy Club. You need to be checking out the Well Metaverse podcast, because you guys, there are things happening. And I love your story, and I want to hear more of this, because I want to hear what Jason has to say and see if he tells us that you're lying about everything, Aaron. No. He's like, I'll tell you the real story. No, I don't want to hear that, but you know, that's
It's a bunch of crap, everybody. It's a bunch of crap.
That sign right behind you that's on the wall, everybody's been asking us when we were building, what does that mean? Azor Bob. It's actually absorb. You have to lead it left to right. Read it left to right, but that actually is absorb. And for us, our business launched right before COVID. I launched full-time, left a job that I was at radio, you know, a comfortable job, really good. But I was like, I feel like God was giving me the vision to help more people because I feel like we needed to help connect with people that need help, that need hope. Doing that, things like right before we made this step, my wife had a dream and she just kept hearing this word, absorb, absorb. And the day I went in, she said, I don't know, I've never had that happen, but I woke up and it just was clear to me, absorb this blessing. In that moment, we knew that things might not go according to what we had planned, but no matter how it went, we need to recognize it as a blessing, even if it seemed bad, and absorb it. So your story, hearing what you're sharing about all that happening with COVID and stuff, like doors were being shut, but ultimately look at the blessing it turned into. Like we can look at those things as not as blessings, but it's learning how to absorb those moments too. Absolutely. So all right, Jason, let's hear, like, how much of this is true and how much of it is, let's hear Jason's twist on it.
First of all, man, he has an amazing wife. I tell you what, I would say it's not true that he has the best wife on the face of the earth. You know what I'm saying? I would argue that Terry Earls is, first of all.
I was going to say my husband does.
Fight.
You're doing confetti for fight. You see this out here? Wrestling ring. Wrestling ring.
Yeah, that's going to go over well at the NRB. I'll tell you that much.
That's good.
Oh, man. So Aaron and I, we have this. We were basically colleagues within the same organization. In fact, I was the president of the Christian Comedy Association. It's a national association of Christian comedians. Mm. And we had hosted I put together the national conference. Typically, it's in Nashville, LA, Atlanta, one of the large cities. Well, I brought it to the great state of Texas, where I live, and in a small country town. Because I just believe that whenever Christians get together, a bunch of us converge on one town, the town should feel it. The town should be different. We used to sing this song when I was little, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." So when a lot of lights get together, it should be bright and shine a city big time. And so
I love that. So
my kids, if you ask my kids who do they remember from this huge national conference that they came, of course, they dad's kids and dad put it on. So they just got to eat all the snacks. You know what I'm talking about? Mental living. And like the kids were just so excited about like, who cares what dad's organization and leadership skills? Where are the snacks? And so they were like, Dad, this man came to us, really strange, because anybody could come. And they were like, this man was in here selling alcohol. And I looked and I was like, Aaron, you can't do that, bro. This is a Christian thing.
That'll make the preview clip.
Right. No, seriously. My children who've been, you know, they're their dad's son. They know people. They really connected with Aaron for some odd reason. And so Aaron has a stable in our house. And then I headlined the show at Gutty's Comedy Club in Indianapolis, sorry. And I'm from the East Coast. So Aaron, the owner of the club, Kyle, he's right before I went in to headline the show, he was like, hey, you mind jumping in the metaverse for just a little while, do some show? We have a comedy club in the metaverse. It's like, sure, because I've been strategizing, which we'll get into a little bit later, I'm sure, with your questioning. So I hopped in, and that's when I saw one of my, you know, my kid's hero, Aaron. And Aaron was helping lead this club, and I was like, oh, my goodness, Aaron, we got to talk because it seems like we're thinking just alike.
Yeah.
So he and I talked, and I told him, I know his gifts. He's a very encouraging guy. And we have this statement where we say, who you are in real life is magnified in the metaverse. Who you are in real life is magnified in the metaverse.
I love that.
So I want to put a pause there to say to your audience, to those who you've been reaching out, your friends, there's this verse, which that's kind of the metaverse theme. We always bring up some verse. There's this verse in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And that verse talks about who we really are. We will automatically begin to make an impact all over the world, in Judea, in Samaria, Jerusalem, into the remote parts of the world. And I think probably the metaverse is probably the remotest of the remote. So my point is this, is that when God's placed that light inside of you, it's going to shine. It's going to magnify in the metaverse. And I saw that with Aaron, and I just wanted to encourage him. And as a result of all the stuff that he said is true, his wife, him being, he's a recovering alcoholic, dude doesn't drink. He's a loving husband. He's a major encourager and an amazingly gifted administrator. And all of that is magnified in the metaverse. That's why so many people know him.
Let's go ahead and go to the first time I met you, Aaron. I remember me and Olivia in the industry, like we have everybody in the industry. It's like everybody's following TikTok and Twitter, Facebook, all these different things. And we're like, okay, I was like, we need to look deeper. We actually recorded a commercial spot for it was a CCM event called Momentum. So we had this big commercial spot and about how don't do digital alone, because like we everybody on digital, we feel alone. Like, how do we build connection? People look to feel valued. They want to feel feel valued and heard. And like, how do we do that? So our video guy came in to record a commercial spot, and he brought a VR headset. And I remember putting it on, and the first thing he said, we recorded a funny commercial. I'll post it in our Facebook group later if you guys want to check it out. So we did that, and the first thing he said, hey, just play this game. It was, I think it was called Space Pirates. Has anybody played Space Pirates before? Yeah? No? No? Okay, it's pretty cool, but be careful because you might pull some muscles. I definitely was like trying to dodge bullets old Matrix style. And it didn't go well with my body. But anyways, I put that on. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. And then I found out about Horizon Worlds. And when I brought Olivia and I was like, we're going to look more into the metaverse. Like, we're really going to dive into this because it's different. It feels like we can actually connect people, have real conversations like this, like having eye contact and communicating. Yeah. So yeah, I brought Meta Olivia into Soapstone just to show her the comedy club, and Aaron was there. He was actually there, and we were talking, and you were walking around looking at lights, and you had a team around you, and you're like, you're talking about changing lights out, and we were like,
changing
oh my
gosh, light bulbs. That's my main job.
You guys keep it. There's like no dust in there. You guys dust. Does amazing. Very job.
Terminator's always sweeping up in there. And
but when we were in there, I remember you jumped up on the stage and started talking about stats. And you were talking about how many unique visitors you had in the month. And I'm like, whoa. So me and Olivia immediately turned around. We were just listening. And I remember you looked at everybody and said, oh, guys, I'm sorry. We're not like in a live show right now. We're usually we have comedians up here and Mike Nights. We're just talking business right now. And I was like, nope, keep it going because we needed to hear that. And so afterwards, good. you jumped up in the booth and sat there and had a conversation with me for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, wow, that's you don't get that on other digital platforms at all.
So, you know what's so cool about hearing you tell that story? Jason and I talk a lot about turtles on a fence post. You know, if you're a farmer and you're walking through a field and you run into a turtle that's on top of a fence post, that turtle didn't get there by themselves. You know, somebody put that turtle on that fence
Ooh.
Post. And in my journey, there have been so many turtles on a fence post, like just the perfect connection at the perfect time, however unlikely that may be. And I think that was one of those moments. you know, because yeah. I'll tell you, it's, you know, a lot of the people that are in the Soapstone a lot, it's rare that I get up on stage and talk straight up business. You know, I mean, that's not a real common thing. And for you to be in there, and I mean, I remember seeing you guys in there, and like every once in a while, you'll see a lot of people that are in there to engage, to enjoy. And then every once in a while, you'll see somebody who is in there who is in data gathering mode, like just straight up observation, like strategic observation. And I felt that with you two, like, okay, they're serious. Like, I don't know who they are. I don't know what's going on, but they're serious about getting a feel for what's happening. So for us to connect up like that and sit down and talk about kind of some of the behind the scenes stuff, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that end of the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really opened up. Like, it really did open up us looking more into the metaverse. It became more of a real thing for us, you know, having that real connection. We left there, Aaron, and me and Olivia went into a Zoom meeting, which we don't even rarely do Zooms now except for clients. Yeah. We're like, let's just meet in our Meta office. Tell them what you said about what it felt like at that time.
Because I was sitting across from you two, and I was literally in awe. I was like, Brian, I have never seen connection like that through any comments on Facebook or anything before.
Right.
And so I said, this is the real deal. Like, we need to keep learning about this because it's connection, like true connection. So
yeah, you're so right. And
say it again, sister. You better come on.
I could feel you like just ready to pounce, because man, that's something you say all the time.
Well, I mean, look out here. Like, how many of you have had a real connection in the metaverse? Would you say like a real good conversation and met some awesome people in here? Yeah, I mean, look at this. Yeah. So everybody's got their hands up.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to check out our links in the show notes, where you can join our private Discord community and find more fantastic resources and affiliate links. It's all just a click away.
This is why we were created, people, for human connections. You know, God made, he made all this stuff. It's like, ooh, that's good. Ooh, that is good. Ooh, that's good. And the first time he said something wasn't good, it was when the first dude was by himself. Everything was good. Everything good. It's not good for this dude to be alone. So he made another human for community. And I'm telling you, that is why we live to glorify him, of course, but to make an impact with other people, man. And it's so I say to anybody, especially to your Christian audience who's saying, I probably shouldn't. One, this gives you the ability to connect with people faster than anybody anywhere else in the world, man.
Yeah.
It's like now I have friends in the UK. I'm having conversation like, what's the church like in UK? How's the church suffering in the UK? Was able to go and understand about Asia and the different countries in Asia and how many of them have needs. And so a lot of times, I know growing up in my church, we have a whole map all over the world. Like, hey, you know, man, pray for those who have needs over here. Pray for those who have needs. Well, in the metaverse, you can actually talk to the people and hear what the needs are. I'll stop because I'll go on about this, man.
No, that's good, man. That's good. I love it.
I love it, man. I love it.
Can I say one more thing? I said one thing, and I'll pass the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
I always say this, and this is part of one of my biggest bit of my stand-up routine, and it has a serious point. This God didn't give everybody everything. He gave everybody, but he gave everybody something. God didn't give everybody everything, but he gave everybody something. And he wants you to use your something to make this world a better place, to impact this world.
Yeah.
And so we have unique gifts that add to the value and the quality of other human beings. And one way that we share that at an exponential rate is in the metaverse.
Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, something that I feel like sharing, and I haven't really talked about this, but it's just kind of on my mind putting it together. Like why is that happening, and how can you do that safely? Because, you know, you were talking about that, that thing that you guys did about like don't do it alone, and we're talking about connecting with people and sharing faith and perspective and building community. So there's a big question of how to do that appropriately and safely. And the first thing is don't do it alone. You know, I've literally seen people come into this place and not have a team around them, not have people around them that can help keep them accountable and help keep them going in the right direction. And it can get dangerous. It can get destructive. Oh, you know, I mean, this there's dopamine that releases in your brain. There's accessibility to environments and situations that you don't normally get. And that can be, there's a huge draw to that. So the number one thing that I'd say on how to do this appropriately and safely is have people around you that you have genuine relationship, like Jason and I, genuine relationship. I promise you something. If this man saw me going off the rails, my phone would be ringing, or I might even get a knock on the door.
I'll offer the flame, bro.
Yeah.
And I mean, we connect weekly at least with genuine conversation. So to don't do it alone. And then the second thing, especially for those of us who have firm beliefs and faith, one of the things that makes the metaverse so spectacular is the diversity. And that includes diversity in all shapes and sizes. And so one of the things that I have really tried to do, and I know Jason does, is to be unapologetically who we are, but non-judgmental on other people. You know, it's been important. And I have people on the Soapstone team that maybe have completely contradictory faith than I do. And that's okay. You know, actually, like literally, by the way, this is a hilarious joke, but I was talking to somebody this morning and he told me that he's 12.5% Christian. So he's one atheistic. that was elastic plastic, everybody. If you don't know elastic
plastic,
we met him the other day.
He's a funny dude. He's got dad jokes for days. He's great.
There you go,
but in all seriousness, you know, people with completely different views, philosophical, political, religious. It's okay for us not to agree. It's okay for us to not try to convince each other that the other one is right. It's okay to just have relationship.
That's good. Absolutely. I love that. I love that.
One of my favorite stories in the scriptures is in just what happened, Acts again, I was just talking about, but it's a dude named Paul, and Paul, on his journey, went to this place. It was called Mars Hill, and there were people who believed in all different types of stuff, and Paul, being one who was of a different mindset, had this one-way system that he believed in, went into this arena and just started hanging out with the people and talking, and the metaverse gives us this opportunity.
That's good. That's so true. I love that because it teaches us, just like as Christians, like if we're as Christians, we're supposed to model what Jesus did. And Jesus went out and he hung out with people. You know, he hung out with people that, you know, we can get so defensive if we try to isolate people out of our lives, but we have God wants us to go out and share his love and be a light to others. So, and you guys are doing that. Like you really are, but be true. Like, I think that's a big point of it, is being true. We have a sign back there in the back in the office. We have three signs. One says behold, which is behold the season that you're in. That's what it stands for. Like whatever's going on right now, it might be good. It might seem bad, but behold it, because God's doing something in there. The middle sign is be true. Be true to who you are. Like that's one of the things with social and stuff. It's so easy to get in the comparison game and see like, well, I want to be more like that person. You're really seeing highlights of their lives. We're not seeing what's really going on in their lives and the struggles they're going through. Yeah. So be true to who you are. Be you. That's what it is. Be true is, you know, your beliefs, but be you, be uniquely you. God's gifted you and given you something to do in this world, not just to just fill a vessel. He's given you something to do, and you guys are doing it.
Thanks, man. I think you should, instead of making them like number one, behold, you should name like alphabetical, put them in alphabetical order. Like instead of like make, you know, B, behold, C, be true, and then have A, be sorb.
Be sorb.
I'm sorry.
We need
I'm sorry.
A wah 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 sound now. Don't we need a wah wah wah.
Be sorb. Yeah. Be sorb. Be whole. Be true. And be you. That's it. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
I hear that joke awesome a little bit too much.
Right.
Yeah, I met my match.
That yeah. For sure.
Oh, this yeah. is awesome. Well, okay, so I want to ask you guys a couple other things because I know we're gonna have some people that's gonna be watching the video from the industry that we're in that they're gonna be like, they're all about the numbers. Now, I will say this, like when we as us as digital strategists and coaches, we really try to encourage people like use the data to help you show what's working and what's not, but don't. We don't want anybody to become a number. Once they become a number, you've already lost yeah. connection. You've ended relationships. Like there's no yeah. relationship building. I want to ask for you to, if you don't mind, like how has Soap System been performing like number wise? Like how many uniques do you guys have any kind of stats that you can give? Like what kind of stats can they look at on a world?
Yeah. I'm happy to share stats and stuff. And I agree with you. Like I look at data to identify trends. Like that's what data is valuable for. Data is not valuable as a measuring stick against other people. It's not valuable to say if you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing even, but it is valuable as far as are you improving, are you staying the same, or are you declining? Now, of course, you gotta factor standard deviation in there because you do have some natural ups and downs, and you can't watch data on a microchasm basis because you'll be like a ship blown on the sea, you know, and you'll be bouncing back and forth. But to look at solid data, and the Soapstone is doing very well. We're doing great. We've had close to 140,000 unique visitors and about 140,000 hours of engagement in the Soapstone.
Wow.
So people have spent a lot of time in the Soapstone. Currently, week by week, we're anywhere from 11 to we actually just hit a week that was over 13,000 hours of engage, or excuse me, 13,000 unique visitors for a total of 7 months of engagement. I haven't broken that down by hours.
Wow.
But, and all in all, like using some other metrics, we're reaching about 15,000 hours of engagement per month there. So
that's incredible.
Things are good.
Yeah. Well, you've got, I mean, since we first stepped in, you've got like a lot of, like, I see your guys' door almost everywhere. I think I can't turn around without seeing Soapstone. So I love it.
You know, and there's, you know, we've been the beneficiary of some promotion and attention from Meta, and there's a good thing to do when you see something like that is to step back and try to ask why. And I can't pretend to answer for them, but I do know that there's some very, very positive things happening in the Soapstone, and we've been consistent, like those trend lines that we're talking about. Like we became popular early on, and we've sustained popularity for a long period of time. So that makes it much more likely that if you look ahead for a month from now, that we will likely still be popular. Can also look at what's actually happening, because the numbers, you know, numbers are just a good way to get a temperature on how things are trending. But if you look at what's really happening in the Soapstone, this morning at 11 a.m., several people got together and did a show called Good Morning Soapstone. And this is a group of people that got together and said, listen, we want to do this show and we want to run with it. You know, in the Soapstone, I've got a to-do list with just three items on it: empower leaders, encourage people towards the spotlight, and share what we're learning. And that's what we're doing. Good. We might be putting on great shows, But the reason we're doing it is to empower leaders. So this morning, this show, you know, I just give them the permissions and the tools to do what they want to do. And they're doing superb. Like, this show was so good this morning. Last night was trivia and people came together, and both of these shows, like, I wasn't spearheading it. I wasn't driving it. It was the people in the community that I've empowered to be leaders that are doing it. And that's why we're sustaining. Because if this was the Aaron show, it would have burned out long ago. Like a candle in the wind, perhaps. But
I think that's the whole. Is that so? I did have like that was one of my questions. Is like, what advice would you give people that's experiencing in the metaverse? And I think that's a good point. Like, so would you say you want to keep the audience in mind? Like, actually, let's just rephrase that. Let's not even refer to it as an audience, because I was just talking to somebody in a meeting before I came here and said, as broadcasters, we have to stop referring to people as audiences, because an audience means we're taking the mic to talk and they just have to listen. It's like, no, the audience needs to become part of the whole conversation. It's a dialogue, not a monologue. So would you say, if you're looking at building something, would you say build something for the people to experience together, not your own thing?
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm telling what I've seen just from working closely to Aaron. And for those who are watching who have no clue, I mean, man, like this dude's talking about, you know, being exalted or promoted to another level. Part of the promotion or the exaltation that this dude has had is because he's not selfish. It's kind of like this principle says, give and it shall be given back to you. Do nothing with empty conceit, but humility of mind, regard one another as more important to you than yourself. And that's the formula that I've seen in the metaverse. Every single person who's regarding other people more important than themselves and trying to help being givers, those are the people who you see, you know, rise to the top within this metaverse system. It's not the individuals who hoard information. This is all about community.
That's true.
That's really good.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and all the times that, you know, Aaron's just been sharing here, I've never even heard him use the word I, which to me, that speaks volumes. And I do really believe that's why you're so successful, because, you know, like you're saying, it's not about you, it's about this community. And I think that's amazing. So, thank you for sharing.
Thank you. So you're saying I nailed it.
You nailed it.
Now he's
close.
Bring out
we're in killer B words. Killer B words. You killed it. You killed it. So I want to tell everybody in the audience, just give you guys a heads up. So I can't do the Q&A, can I? There's our script right there, Paul. So if everybody wants to give him some confetti, he's actually in here now.
Hey, Paul, what's up, man? Way to crush it, bro.
He's worked so much on stuff. Let's see. I think that we might still be able to do this. So we just dropped down this mic here. Okay. So here's what I would suggest. If anybody has a question that you would like to ask Aaron or Jason, if you go down to the iPad, just click that button and we'll be able to bring you up here to the mic, and you guys can feel free just to keep it at one question. If you have a specific question for them or for us, either way, feel free to jump down there, and just the iPad's right by the seats. You can touch that button right there.
Morris the connector. Boy, this Morris this the conversation connector seems like good. It's got to be like right up your alley.
All right, Morris. So Morris, you've been activated. So if you want to come on up here to the blue stage, you'll see a mic hanging down. Go ahead and tell us who the question's for. Yeah, you are muted right now. Yeah.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening. Nice suit, brother. Good morning.
Yeah.
Why, thank you, sir.
Sure.
Just a random question. Did you get the killer bees from the Wu-Tang Clan?
I said the same thing. It's the same exact thing. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to mess with.
My question is to Aaron. When will we be seeing more events for the Soapstone for the UK people?
Man, as soon as you're ready to do them. Yeah. No, in all seriousness, like this, the U.S. daytime programming, I've seen a huge void for that. So, I mean, like in all seriousness, as people who are involved with the Soapstone are looking for their way to engage, their way to get involved and make a mark, that's a way. That's a way. Because, I mean, we could have Good Morning Soapstone every single day, and it'd be a cool thing, you know. So hopefully that helps, Terminator. It's basically and I'll say this along those lines too, like in the beginning of something, I really feel like some parts of it should be easy, like having the people step up and say, I want to do this. That part of it should be easy, because there's enough that's hard in getting a show going and keeping a show going, that the first part needs to be very, very easy. So it needs to be people that are passionate about doing it and stepping up and having all those pieces fall into place. Jason and I talk a lot about that. Like, some things should be easy.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's good. Thanks, Terminator. Cool. So I'm going to show you this thing. You guys stay out here, because I know you can't go out back. You guys can't go in the back. So I don't think you guys have even seen this, but let me bring this out. I'll be right back.
I'm excited about this. What?
Uh-oh.
So you guys got this sword, okay?
Oh.
The sword that you bring out? And we've got a whack-a-stick, a whack-a-bee stick.
Wow. Right?
Yeah.
This is our whack-a-bee stick. The whack-a-bee stick is going to be something that we're going to use to promote people to team members. And when you become a team member, you can go back in the back anytime. We're going to have a VIP area. But what you do to become a team member is you have to come out here, and you're going to have to ring the – you're going to have to whack the bee. So we kind of got that idea. I was like, I love the sword that you guys do. It's such a creative way to make the audience feel part of it. So
there's something like one of the big reasons why the Soapstone has been successful is we've allowed people to engage with it. You know, people are not coming to the Soapstone to visit. People are coming to the Soapstone to be part of the Soapstone. And as people get more engaged and actually want to be a part of running the Soapstone, to have that sword and have it very ceremonial and have it a big deal when we bring people in on the team and use that. That's a hugely important part. It's one of my favorite things that we do in the Soapstone is when we bring somebody on, because it means a lot. It means a lot to them. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the Soapstone. Here's a little trick. I actually haven't even talked about this at all yet, but there's something that we've got going in scripting right now.
Insider.
This is going to be exclusive, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
It's all happening. I broke up. Sorry.
Somebody report him and blocked him.
Battery.
No, but like we do have those applause points or applause credits that people can buy, or if they're part of the supporters wall, they get 10 every time they come into the world, and they can use those when somebody's on stage being entertaining, and they award the person on stage points to be the most entertaining, and they award themselves points towards the most supportive. That's a lot of words, but these applause credits, you know, people get them for various reasons, and we like to give them away at shows and stuff like that. But I've got a deal working in scripting right now that randomly, once every 24 hours, one person on the supporters wall is going to win applause credits. And then so without us having to manually do it, like people will just be in the world hanging out, and then all of a sudden, boom, somebody on the wall will win applause credits.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Awesome.
That is awesome. I love that. That's a really cool, like, great insider right here at the Killer Bee Studio.
Yeah.
So we'll take that. So with that, I want to thank both of you, Unemployed and Jason Earls, for joining us in the Killer Bee Studio today. And I want to thank all of our guests for coming out here as well and being part of today's very first beta version show here at the Killer Bee Studio. So if you guys want to jump up here on the stage, you guys can take selfies with everybody. Feel free to do that. And don't forget to check out the Facebook group. Connect with us so we can learn more about your guys' shows.
Let's take a group selfie.
Let's take a group selfie.
Yeah, everybody.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
Hey everyone, I want to take a second and invite you to join us live in the metaverse. You can join us live at the Killer Bees Studios. All you need is your very own VR headset. You can order an Oculus headset using the affiliate link in our show notes. Not only does it help support what we're doing here at Killer Bee, but Meta will also hook you up with some cool reward points. So be sure to check out the link in our show notes, and we hope to see you at our virtual studio.